First of all, met her at Grand Valley Institution for Women. Let me digress for that a moment. The federal government used to have one federal penitentiary for women in all of Canada, and that was called Prison for Women, a very original name, by the way. All right, but it was in Kingston, but it was old, and after there was a major altercation at P4W, Prison for Women in Kingston, they decided they needed to do something else. But also it was very hard on families, because if someone from British Columbia committed a crime, the lady would be sent to Kingston to do her time, and families would have to travel a long way. So about, it's now 18 or 19 years ago, they started building or designing, and about 14, 15 years ago, the first institution in Kitchener. We have five local institutions for women, five federal penitentiaries for women across Canada. And the one for Ontario is in Kitchener. And Kitchener's only an hour and a half away, and the chaplain asked Susan, would she be interested in doing certain programs? And so Susan does, for example, a program on boundaries, when to say yes, when to say no. It's an eight-week video program. And some of the ladies have said to her, if I had seen this program beforehand, I would not be here today. If I had only told so-and-so, no, I'm not going to carry those drugs for you, or I'm not going to do this or that, I wouldn't be here today. So it's a very powerful program. Another was on grief and loss, because many of them are suffering with grief and loss. They've lost their kids, they've lost their family, they've lost their freedom. And so we have a number of those eight-week video programs, and Susan is an excellent teacher. And so that's how she met Andrea. Andrea took all of those courses. Let me read a synopsis. I read the first paragraph this morning. From a childhood of chaos, violence, and abuse, Andrea was abandoned, so I'll skip that. Later, she learned to earn the love of her stepfather by becoming a tomboy, but abuse in that relationship further told her that she was unlovable and wrong. Then at the next paragraph, at age 9, her birth father called and wanted her to come live with him and his new wife. Quote, he had become born again, he told her. But after joining that family, she learned that her father was using drugs and abusing his wife and soon began to abuse Andrea. Andrea then became convinced that all Christians were phony. And she says right in the video, and you'll see this after about the 10-minute mark, I vowed to hate Christians because of what she had seen in her father. And to see her hating Christians and seeing her come to the Lord Jesus Christ is a fascinating story. And you're going to see part of that on this story. Now, why am I doing this tonight? Mainly to encourage you, again, as I said this morning, that prison ministry is a very fruitful ministry. But I also want you to, and I need you to pray for Andrea. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. As I did mention this morning, Andrea did receive parole at the end of May, and because she's a U.S. citizen, was immediately deported to the border. She spent the weekend in Buffalo with her husband, and then Susan and I had the privilege, and really it was a privilege, to drive her from, we met them in Cleveland, in Toledo. Her husband drove back up to Windsor from Toledo, and we drove across to a tiny little place called Starbuck in Minnesota, a little farming community of about 1,200 people, where my brother and sister and I live. And they agreed to keep her for the summer, for the 3 months. Well, that period is just about over now, and they've actually said she can stay with us as long as she wants. She has captured their heart, and you'll soon see that, why that is. On our way, traveling across the states, we realized that Andrea had an incredibly high IQ, but also she was a very good author, a very good writer. We need new courses. We need new courses for women especially. She needed a job, because she qualifies for a $40,000 a year scholarship at Wheaton. And this is through the Billy Graham Association at Wheaton College. And they have scholarships available for ex-inmates. And we get these applications all the time. But as you probably know, an ex-offender living in Canada with a record cannot go across the border. And so really, Susan just would file these applications. However, when we realized that Andrea was being deported, and realized her intelligence and her aspiration. She wants to get involved in ministry. That's her goal. And I'm convinced she will be involved in ministry, either as a chaplain to ladies or whatever, working with young people, whatever. But we talked to her about that. She got really quite excited. We sent a copy of this DVD, which was just taken last fall, as she was speaking at our conference. And we sent it to the registrar at Wheaton. And she was so excited, the registrar, she called Susan and said, that's exactly who we're looking for. 99% of our students, she says, are males. We hardly have any females. We need Andrea. We want Andrea. So she has to be out for a full year. She has to have a job for a year. She has to be involved in a local fellowship for a year. And so that's we're doing all of that. She's out now. She can't apply really until January, so she may have to wait a year and a half, in other words, because she won't have been out for, unless they make an exception, we don't know. But in the meantime, we have hired her. She's writing courses for us, doing an excellent job. She's writing one, she just finished one on grief and loss. And we've actually, it was designed for women, but we're in the process, we decided let's make this gender neutral, because many men are dealing with loss too and grief. And so she just finished that. Now, of course, it's going to take a pile of editing and formatting. It'll probably be a number of months before it's out there. There's a course on the back of our display that says How to Succeed in the Street, and it's written for men. And it's probably our most powerful course. It's written for men who have become Christians while in jail. There's one chapter on finding a mentor once you're out. There's another chapter on how to deal with women in a godly way. There's a chapter on finances. Very practical material. And like I say, it's really, really powerful stuff. But we needed a version of that for women. And so Andrea has done that already. She's put lady illustrations in there. She's put questions for ladies. Obviously dealing with women, you know, that is being changed. But so that one is already in the works. And now she's writing as I mentioned to Fred earlier today, she's writing a curriculum, easier curriculum, grade 2, grade 3 level, because the stuff that we have been using was very old. I talked to Ken, the chaplain Ken, about that. He said, yeah, that stuff is old. And we know that. And so now Andrea, she's already done 2 courses. I actually have them with me. I was hoping to edit them while I was here on this trip, but it hasn't happened yet. But so it's just wonderful how the Lord is providing someone just at the right time for us. And at the same time, it gives Andrea a job. She needs a job. We're paying her so much a month for this. And that way, she will also be able to sponsor her husband. Wes lives in Windsor. Andrea won't be able to come back into Canada for at least 7 years. Her warrant expiry is 2018. That's when her sentence is totally over. She's on parole now, but she's only on parole in Canada. She has no sentence in the United States. She has no conviction in the United States. She's totally free there. But she wouldn't be able to apply to come back into Canada until 2018. So they're now in the process of applying for Wes to come and to move into the United States. So that's that part of it. Let me see what else we have here. At the beginning of the DVD, you will be seeing her introduced as our speaker at our annual conference, which was last fall, by Chaplain John Stevenet of the Windsor Jail. So that's who you will see up. First of all, there's Rob Martin, I think. And then John Stevenet comes. And the reason that John is there is because Andrea committed her crime in Windsor, went to the local bucket, okay, the local detention center in Windsor, and was detained there for some time during her court case. And that's where she became a Christian, through Chaplain John. He's a wonderful chaplain. He's a godly man. And so she talks about some of the things there with John. A few minutes into the video, she also mentions that she had then started reading testimonies by Ernie Hollins and another man. And she forgets the other man's name. And it's actually Serge Leclerc. And I wish I had been sharp enough to have mentioned that so that she could have caught that on the video. But she had also then read Serge's story. And again, we have copies of that DVD on the table. All right, so let's sit back and enjoy her story for the next 30 minutes. And then afterwards, we'll open up to any questions or comments that you might have. And again, I show this to you for your encouragement and also for your prayer support for Andrea.